What did the independent review of Goodwin's acceptance of the inheritance conclude?
A three-person panel that was funded with $20,000 approved by the city council, and I should say that paid for investigations, dozens and dozens of interviews, concluded that now former Sergeant Aaron Goodwin had breached three regulations in the police department's code of conduct, as well as three portions of the city's code of ethics. And they all pertain to his accepting a gift over $100, i.e., the inheritance, and interestingly, bringing bad negative attention to the Portsmouth Police Department.
And that money came from the estate of Geraldine Weber, who passed away. What was Weber's relationship to Goodwin?
Aaron Goodwin testified during the recent probate court hearing that he met Geraldine Weber while he was investigating a report about a possible robbery in the same general area, and that he went to her home because he knew she lived alone and quickly determined that she was not a target. And from there, they developed their friendship.
The city recently held a public forum to give people a chance to speak out about the report's findings. What was the tone of that meeting?
The tone of the public forum was angry. It was one resident at a podium waving his finger at the police commissioners, yelling, "Do your damn job," and several people calling for multiple police officials to be fired, for police, two of the three police commissioners to leave.
What are you hearing from residents in general? How big of a deal is this in town?
It's a very big deal. When the city council met Monday night, they had an hour plus discussion about the future of the police commission, which the Roberts report concluded failed to act with regard to Aaron Goodwin's inheritance. And the city council was advised Monday night that they needed to act then in order to get something to the voters in the fall about the future of the police commission. So the council on Monday night approved three versions of an amendment to the city ordinance to eliminate or redesign, if you will, the police commission. There'll be a public hearing on July 13th to debate that, and then it goes to the ballot.
Senator Martha Fuller Clark has asked the Attorney General's office to investigate this issue. Anything going on there that we know about?
No, and she's not alone. Assistant Mayor Jim Splaine also wrote to the AG's office asking if they could offer any assistance moving forward.
So there's still unanswered questions about whether Goodwin can actually keep the money. Where does that stand?
The separate but related probate court case is with Judge Casavecchia. He's deliberating currently, and that case determines whether Geraldine Weber had the mental capacity to endorse the disputed final will and trust, and/or if now ex-Sergeant Goodwin exerted undue influence over her to become her primary beneficiary.
And how long before we know whether the judge will allow Sergeant Goodwin or former Sergeant Goodwin to keep the inheritance?
There are a couple outstanding controversies. One is whether an audio tape of Goodwin being interviewed about the matter should be allowed into evidence. And after the judge rules on those two outstanding matters, then he's got 60 days to deliberate. So I don't see anything happening super fast.
Elizabeth Dinan is a reporter for the Portsmouth Herald. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.